On today's show, VW's emissions scandal claims another top executive. Ford's performance cars are turning into a sales bonanza for the company. And why Uber drivers now have to take selfies. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Even though Volkswagen at first said its diesel emissions scandal was caused by a rogue group of engineers, another top executive is leaving the company. Reuters reports that its head of R&D, Stefan Nirsch, will leave the company immediately. Last week, we reported that he was suspended for his involvement in the cover-up and lying under oath. And Bloomberg reports that Martin Winterkorn, the former CEO who resigned because of the scandal, signed off on a cover-up plan to only divulge part of the cheating process. Here's my Autoline insight. These developments leave little doubt that the scandal goes to the very top of the company. Now the only question is, will any of these top executives face prison time if they are convicted? Last month, car sales in the U.S. market fell a little over 3%, and the SAR dipped to 16.9 million units. That set off a lot of hand-wringing, with a lot of analysts predicting this signaled a downturn in the market. But Words is now forecasting that the SAR will bounce right back this month to 17.6 million units. One of the reasons why the cost of autonomous technology is coming down so fast is that so many companies are working on it. Now we can add the supplier company ZF to the list. It's developing a level 3 autonomous car that can drive on highways hands-free. ZF also took a 40% stake in a company called Ibeo that makes LiDAR, which is an important technology for self-driving cars. We showed you recently how fast the cost of LiDAR systems are coming down, from $75,000 a little over a decade ago to only $250 today. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
When the Ford Motor Company created a new business unit called Ford Performance, it said it saw a lot of potential in selling more performance cars. Wow, was it right? The automaker will sell more than 200,000 performance cars globally this year. And that's nearly double what it was 3 years ago. To help put that in perspective, that's about the same number of cars that Porsche will sell globally this year. The Mustang GT 350 and 350R are sold out for 2017, and the new Focus RS is sold out in every region around the world. And not only are these cars the most expensive in their model lineups, they're also bringing in younger and more affluent buyers to the brand. We all know that kids take a ton of selfies, but now you're going to have to add Uber drivers to the list. The ride-hailing company now requires drivers to periodically take a selfie as a form of real-time ID to make sure the right person is driving the car. Uber says the verification only takes a few seconds, but if the picture doesn't match the one on file, the driver's account will be temporarily blocked. It's all about safety for riders. Coming up next, a look at how the Mazda MX-5 was converted into a Fiat 124.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
As I'm sure you're all aware, Fiat's new small sports car, the 124 Spider, was developed in collaboration with Mazda and shares a platform with the MX-5 Miata. On last week's Autoline After Hour, we were joined by Leah Horton, the program manager for the Fiat 124 Spider, and in the following clip, she discusses what the team did to make it a Fiat.
And so as you can see, the whole exterior of the vehicle is completely unique. And we wanted to style this vehicle to pay homage to the previous Fiat 124 Spider, which in 2016, 50 years later, we brought this car to development. And it does pay homage. Some of the styling characteristics on the rear, you'll see that there's a swallow in terms of the headlamps to the rear fascia. And then on the sides, there's a distinct character line that follows through, which is the same characteristic that the previous Fiat 124 had. And then the front, we kept the same styling of the front headlamps, really to be more rounded with the LED headlamps and kind of have a personality to the front where you can, it almost looks like a face with the smile and the eyes, but we really wanted to keep the same characteristics of the previous Fiat 124 Spider and just modernize it. And then we also added a lot of unique safety features to bring this into a modern world. So you'll see blind spot monitoring, rear backup camera. And then we also changed some material in the interior with some unique features in the interior as well, really to make the interior more of a comfortable, soft touch feeling. And the seat bolstering, we changed the seat bolstering to have it, you feel more connected to the road when you're driving. And taking this car back and forth for the past year and a half, I've had a lot of miles in these cars, and there really is no seat fatigue for driving for a long period of time. So we really wanted to pay special attention, not only making the car comfortable, but also to have it be a sporty car. Not necessarily one that you would just have as a racer car, but one that you could have as an everyday driving. And I really think we did that on this car.
For more information on the development of the Fiat 124, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.